The Six Pointer Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Six Pointer Podcast. Immediate post-match reaction to EFB's 2-0 home loss to Vendsyssel. Luke Tuohy here with Anders Bjerring. Anders, I just asked you to be positive. I'm not sure we can be positive. No. That leaves EFB second to bottom of the league. Another very abject performance. Give me your summary of the game if you can, mate.
Yeah, I just asked you before you pressed to record, what do you want me to say? And you said, be positive. And I said, that's very hard right now because that was very, that was shitty.
Yeah.
I think the beginning of the game was, they showed good, you know, spirit, I think. I didn't see the first goal because you and I were standing in the queue for something to eat. So I didn't see the first goal. But yeah, our goalkeeper was the man of the match, and I think that says it all.
Well, I'm surprised at that because I actually thought our new number nine, who came off the bench at half-time, I thought he was the most positive player. He showed the most positive sort of play. But for me, the most frustrating thing was that there appeared to be a lack of aggression throughout the game. You know, the team couldn't match the aggression of the away team. And they just, it feels like they wanted it more, right, if I'm honest? And I think that's been a bit of a theme this season, as led to the results that we've got. It's very disappointing, and I know there's a lot of sort of rumours online, and you have to take it with a pinch of salt, obviously, things on Twitter and things like that, right? But a lot of people are getting a bit frustrated with the manager. I guess at what point do you draw the line and say, well, it's the manager's fault or the player's fault? At some point, I guess the buck stops with the manager, right? And how long does this go on before you start questioning that?
I don't know. We just talked about it at the stands and talked about Sander, our manager. We talked, some people said that we need to get rid of him. Somebody said that it's not, he has a long, I don't know what you say in English, but yeah, a long line.
Yeah, contracts.
But still, they believe in him still, and they don't want to skip him. So, actually, I don't know. It's I don't know if that's the right decision, not the decision, but the right plan to skip him. I don't know. I think it's the player's responsibility to do the job.
Yeah, of course, with all these things, that seems to be the easy option, right? Is that you change the manager and hope for results.
Sometimes it's a quick fix, you know.
Exactly, yeah. And it's all well and good saying that the manager has to go, but if you get rid of the manager, you've got to replace him. So who replaces him? And you made a very good suggestion earlier when we were just outside the stadium, didn't you?
We just talked about Just Torb because Michael suggested that too, but I don't think that's realistic right now, but I like Sam, and it's not because I don't want him here, but Just Torb is he's a good guy too. So that could be a catch, but I don't think it's
realistic.
No, not right now.
No. And look, I guess we'll see how it goes the next sort of few games. At some point, I guess enough is enough. But the performances do need to get better because for me, it's not just the results, right? It's about the performances as well, and things like that today.
And the spirit on the team, you know.
Yeah,
they wanted, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier when I talked about the lack of aggression and the lack of sort of oomph and ability to sort of to press forward. I mean, especially in the first half, I was really frustrated that, you know, we couldn't get out of our own half and we couldn't get on the ball. The second half was better in the sense I think we had more possession, but didn't really have that attacking edge and couldn't really create too much. The two best opportunities came to our new number nine, who kicked one over the bar, and the second one I don't understand. That didn't go in.
No,
I expected the net to bulge.
I think, from my point of view, it looks like he missed, but that the ref blow the whistle just before.
Did he?
Okay. Because after his kick, he went through to the ref and, you know, asked what the fuck was going on. So I didn't see what happened. And I asked Michael about it and he didn't see it too. So.
No, mass confusion around, I guess. But there we go. Look, a 2-0 defeat. I guess the positives to take is that during the week, obviously, we won the cup, which is nice, didn't we? So
that was nice against Skew.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a huge win.
So it should be a huge win,
and it was.
Of course. So through to the next round of the cup. So if we're looking for positives, we're still in the cup.
We're still in the cup.
And you know, I'm still clinging on to that little thread of hope that you and I said we'd do Vila away, and I said we'd have to obviously have to be in the promotion group. Where we are in the league at the moment, that's not looking likely. But
no, that's a long way.
Yeah, but fingers crossed, mate. We'll turn this around, and we will get our away day in Vila. Yeah. We'll have a few beers and have a good time. But yeah, fingers crossed. Anything more to add?
No, I was just thinking about after the game where the players came to our end, and you could see on their faces they wasn't happy too, and they shouldn't be. So, but they're. My friend said, this is very awkward. This is like a first date where you have nothing to talk about, because the fans was looking at the players was looking at the fans, and that was just awkward silence. You know?
And you've had plenty of it, mate, so you know all about that, don't you?
Yeah, I know a lot of that.
But look,
I'm very used to awkward silence.
But look, at Six Pointer Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks for your continued support. And fingers crossed, we'll have something positive to speak about soon, mate. And
we have to be positive, because otherwise it will be shitty.
As they say, if you don't laugh, you cry. Up the EFB.
The Six Pointer Podcast.